The question was asked, the pasuk describes that if a Kohen's daughter starts behaving promiscuously, so she's desecrating her father, and therefore she gets the penalty. And the question was asked, how is she desecrating her father? So, firstly, the Targum translates the pasuk. The daughter of a Kohen, when she errs from the holiness of her father, she is being desecrated. It's not that she's desecrating her father, but rather she is desecrating the holiness which she gets from her father, who is the Kohen. That's how the Targum translates the words. So that's the simple translation. There's another understanding here, that is that she is desecrating her father, because when she behaves this way, people say, cursed is the one who brought such a person to the world. Cursed is the one who brought up such a girl in the world. So there's also the understanding that, yeah, sure, she's desecrating her father. Chazal say that that's why when Rivka passed away, she was buried in the still of the night. They didn't make a big to-do about her burial, because they didn't want people to say, who brought up this bum Esav? Esav was already known as a hitman, as a gangster, and it was no big honor for Rivka to have a big funeral, because people would come and say, ah, she's the mother of Esav. So she wasn't interested. It wouldn't have honored her. So if a Kohen has a daughter who's a woman of ill repute, well, you know what? She's desecrating her father. So those are two possible understandings here. Is that okay, Dov? I'm listening. Why?
In general, what does desecrating mean, and should this be considered the same kind of desecration?
Again, slowly.
In general, what does a whole bunch of different things, how it gets desecrated.
Right.
Like, marriages you shouldn't have, but would this be considered like in a different kind of desecration?
So the word lechalel literally means to demote from holy status to that's what we mean when we say to desecrate, that it violates the holy stature of something. So her father is supposed to be a unique holy person. He's supposed to be a Kohen, and now she's becoming a girl of ill repute. Well, she's violating that holiness that her father should have imparted upon her. That should be a hallmark of the family. Here they are, Kohanim. They're supposed to be the priests. And look at what his daughter's doing. Maybe he did. We're not saying we hold it against him. We're saying we're holding it against her. Her action bears more weight because it's a violation of the holiness that she should have from the home. It's not only the holiness of a basic Israelite. She's from the home of a Kohen. It could also be understood that she's violating his holiness, because look at what people are going to say about him. He's supposed to be the teacher of Israel. The job of a Kohen is to be a figure, a public figure, a figure that teaches, that people look up to. And when his daughter turns out like this, so then that violates his stature as well. One second. You seem displeased.
What does it mean, like,
again, give me what pasuk are you referring to? Pasuk Dalet, so that's also a desecration of his holiness. The children he would have from such a marriage. If a Kohen marries a woman that the Torah prohibits, he's desecrating, he's violating the holiness of the family, and his children will not have that holiness. The Torah says when there's a funeral, he should not become defiled in the funeral, because that's a desecration of his holiness. Part of the holiness the Torah wants him to have is that he does not attend funerals. He does not go unless it's a really close relative. And if he does, so that's a violation of the holiness, the holy level he's supposed to live on. I think it all fits that definition of a violation of the holiness.
Yeah, but in this case it's his daughter doing something. So if he has more kids, then there shouldn't be
halalim. They're not halalim. So you're right. Over here, when it says it does not mean that she makes him or his other children into halalim. But The word lechalel could also mean just to desecrate, not that it has a lasting effect on the father, a lasting halachic effect. Right. But sometimes it does affect. Sometimes the fact that you come from a certain group or a certain family or a certain people, so that has an impact. You see, if a non-Jew does something, we don't say that it's a chilul Hashem. We say it's a pity that he did that. It's not right. If a Jew does something, then we say it's a chilul Hashem. How does what I do desecrate God's name? Because people look at me and they say, he's a Jew, he's supposed to be a man of God. And if he does that, so obviously this being a man of God isn't all it's meant to be. He's supposed to be a man of God, and look at him. So did I desecrate God's name? We say that if a Jew does something that's improper, that is a desecration of God's name. People say, either people will say, you see, obviously he doesn't believe that God really is involved in this world, otherwise he wouldn't do that. Or it makes people look down at the whole concept of God. That is the concept of chilul.
It's not an ideal
world. Right, but what I do does impact how people view other things. Okay. It doesn't only impact how people view me. You with me, not with me?
I'm tired. I think I get the point.
Okay. Mike, on this point or something else? Yes.
So we just, we cannot say it's the function that's going in, which makes the world going into the future.
That's a very good question. It seems from the Torah that there are two points, meaning a person is holy not only because of what he does, he has a level of holiness because of where he's born. Yes, a Kohen does have more holiness because he's born a Kohen. You see, even a minor, even a child who hasn't yet done anything too holy, he's a baby in diapers, and yet we have a commandment not to bring him into a cemetery. But he's not doing any service in the temple, and yet he has that holiness. Just like genetically, you have families who have better genes, you have families who are stronger, you have families who are smarter. By the same token, genetically, there's this spiritual DNA where if a person's born into a certain family, then he is holier. Holier than thou. We all have potential in certain realms, but there are also realms that are closed off to us, that there was once a potential and we no longer have it. Remember, it used to be that every family had a Kohen. Every family had a that their firstborn who was a designated individual for God. And we lost that right. We destroyed it. Now there's one family of Kohanim. You with me? It's not what we'd like to say, but that's how... That wouldn't make them into Kohanim, though. Possibly. I don't know exactly how that works. I don't think that that's what makes the Kohen more holy. I think it's the other way around. The Kohen is more holy, and as such, the Torah expects of him to adhere to this behavior. But I don't think that anyone that adheres to this behavior is going to be more holy. I don't think that's the way it works. I think it's the other way around. It's an effect and not a cause. He doesn't go to the cemetery because he is more holy. It's not that through not going to the cemetery he's going to become more holy.